This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and it is that time of week. We welcome back the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each week for Cinema Chat, and good morning to you.
Good morning. We have a special guest today.
Indeed we do, because it is that time of year. The Ann Arbor Film Festival is right around the corner. This is the 55th edition, and the executive director, Leslie Raymond, is here as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Getting any sleep these days?
Oh, a little bit, but it's that time of year.
Exactly right. But again, the film festival is going to run from March 21st to 26th, so it is literally right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Now, you've told me something that I guess I did not hear or had not expected, and that is that the film festival's a little different this year.
That's correct. We are changing course a little bit, kind of hitting the reset button and going maybe a little bit more back to our roots. We still are dedicated to experimental and avant-garde film, but we have brought back a little bit more variety into our programs and a little bit more levity, a little bit more humor, and that's in response to our audiences requesting that.
And that's awesome. And there's also going to be a more thematic approach that might make viewing and directing attendees to viewings in a more efficient manner.
That's exactly right. After we set the programs, we took a look at what we had and identified some themes. We hear a lot of the time people take a look at the programs and we have so much great stuff to offer. People are just like, I'm not quite sure how to navigate through this. I don't know what to go to. So what we've done is we've selected 12 different tracks that you may find helpful as you figure out what you want to attend at the film festival. For example, if you like music, there are three programs we've selected, such as the music videos and competition. There's also a documentary about Tony Conrad, who is an experimental filmmaker and musician. And then we have a program called Page of Madness, which is a classic 1926 Japanese avant-garde feature-length film. And we'll have Little Bang Theory doing a live musical accompaniment to that.
A toy music ensemble that's a lot of fun.
That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. And the festival is 55 years old this year.
Right.
It's one of the oldest festivals in the world, and certainly I think the second oldest festival in the country. It's an amazing run, founded in 1963 as part of the cinema art movement. And over the years, the festival has developed into something that's internationally renowned. There's going to be 40 programs, 180 films. It's a six-day festival, again, starting on March the 6th, Tuesday, March the 6th. March 21st. March 21st. I don't even know where the 6th is. Yes, on the 21st, Tuesday, March 21st.
I was scared there for a minute.
Yeah.
You mean
in.
It started without me?
March 21st. It ends the 26th. There we go. So it's really something not to miss. And like any festival, discovery is the best thing about a festival. Go ahead and set aside a day or two, as much time as you can afford, and just go to the festival and check it out. There's going to be stuff that you like that you're surprised about, and there's going to be stuff that you thought you'd like that maybe surprises you in a different kind of way. So festivals are great, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival has a wonderful, wonderful reputation. And Leslie's done a great job as she's managed the festival over these last 4 years.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside my co-host for Cinema Chat, Russ Collins. And, of course, we do have Leslie Raymond, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, with us as well. Russ is talking about the many surprises that come in. Now, you're involved in this process all year long. What was the surprise for you in coming up with this festival this year?
I think one of the surprises for me that I'm excited about is that we do show feature-length films, and we've sort of traditionally over the past handful of years shown mostly observational documentary feature-length films. And being a little bit closer to the film review process this year with our new associate director of programs, Katie McGowan, it was really wonderful to discover a much wider variety of feature-length films, and I'm thrilled that we have some narratives that we'll be showing. One example is called Emelina, It's a feature and competition showing on the Sunday of the festival at 2 o'clock, and it's a kind of a quiet narrative about two travelers who sort of meet on the road and sort of discover this fictional city called Emelina. And it really brings together not just narrative but documentary. There's a lot of moments where it seems like it's actually a documentary that you're watching, and so it interweaves travel, documentary, narrative, dream, storytelling, and even there's a scene where one of the characters is lost in the city and he's lost his wallet, and so one of the things he does is sleep wherever he can, like in the cinema, for example, which...
I think I've lived that story.
Yeah, there you go. So that's exciting to me.
Well, one of the great things about the Ann Arbor Film Festival is access to the artists. A lot of artists come into town, and there is a lot of meet and greets, after parties. There are things that go on where there's Q&As with some of these artists. What are some of the highlights coming up in this year's edition?
You mentioned some after parties, and the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after parties all have performances that will happen there at the Ann Arbor Distilling Company on Friday and Sunday, and at the Club Above on Saturday. So there will be not only, as you say, a great chance to meet and greet other filmmakers, but also to take in the sort of expanded cinema off the screen kind of work. I'll also say that in terms of meeting artists, we do have a lot of artists in attendance, too, that I want to point out is Jim Trainer, who is an animator who's shown in the festival many, many, many times. He has his first feature-length film that is a live-action film, and we're going to do the world premiere of The Pink Egg on Wednesday, March 22nd at 9:15, and his animated films have dealt a lot with the natural world. This feature-length film is about, it depicts people dressed as insects and acting like insects and in the social sphere. So it's very funny, and we're just delighted that we have the world premiere of that. The other one I want to call attention to is called Acts and Intermissions, and it is a film by Abigail Child, another very renowned, longstanding filmmaker in the avant-garde scene. This premiered at Museum of Modern Art in New York a week or two ago, and we're going to have the second showing of that on Saturday, March 25th at 12:30 p.m. We're actually also, we just made arrangements with Ari Weinzweig, who many people
co-founder of Zingerman's,
right? That's right, and he's, he has written about his philosophy of anarchy. This film, Acts and Intermissions, is an experimental documentary about Emma Goldman, so he's actually agreed to come and do the Q&A with Abigail Child, and we're thrilled about that.
And you know what, Leslie Raymond, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's
There's
right.
so much more to find out. Where can people find out more information and get their passes for the festival?
You can just go to aafilmfest.org, and there's a link there to get tickets and passes. You can also find out more about the Film Track series.
Leslie Raymond is with us. She's the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Russ Collins is here, co-host of Cinema Chat, executive director of the Michigan Theater, where the majority of the Ann Arbor Film Festival is going to be taking place between March 21st and March 26th. But in getting to there, we still have some movie options now. Right?
That's right.
This
yeah.
weekend, right?
Get your pass and, go to the festival. It's a great thing to do. And then remember, in addition to the Ann Arbor Film Festival, March 21st through 26th, set aside the time to go see Cinetopia in June,
right.
early June. So opening at the multiplex is Kong Skull Island. This is a special effects
And I assume
film.
That Leslie's going to put all film festival operations on hold to run out and see Kong, right?
That's right.
Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson, and John Goodman all star in this film. No reviews so far, but it opens tomorrow. Now, we're very excited to open Tony Erdmann. Now, this was nominated for a Best Foreign Language Film Oscar, and it's a comedy, actually. It's a rather long film, but it's a German comedy that's going to be remade with Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway,
I thought he'd given up.
Everybody loves this film, and it's amazing to think of a German comedy, but it really works. And so Tony Erdmann is a fake character. The character's real name is Winfred, and he's the father of an adult daughter who has a very high-powered job in a company. And he just doesn't, she's very busy and doesn't contact him, and their relationship has kind of waned just because he's one place and she's another place. Well, he shows up just to kind of build the relationship with a daughter. And the daughter, again, remains busy, 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 busy. So he turns into a character by the name of Tony Erdman, who's a CEO coach, and inserts himself in her life and the company's life.
So I have to see this, because now all I can picture is Jack Nicholson doing this role.
And all kinds of wacky stuff breaks out, and the relationship is built after a lot of difficult moments that happen throughout the film. But Tony Erdman is definitely worth checking out. It's a film. It's a funny film. It's a film that people really, really enjoy.
Excellent.
And it opens on Friday. If you haven't seen The Salesman, that won the award for Best Foreign Language Film, and it has really moved our audiences. It's kind of tough, but people really like it. A United Kingdom is a beautiful, beautiful film that stars David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike. David Oyelowo is the king of Botswana, or about to be the king of Botswana. Before he goes back to Botswana, he meets this woman, played by Rosamund Pike, a white woman. David Oyelowo is a black man who is going to be the king of Botswana. They fall deeply in love, and it causes all kinds of havoc in Botswana, in their neighboring country, the very racist South Africa, because it took place in 1947, and it literally caused an international incident. But in this particular case, love transcends, and it's a very encouraging, wonderful story. I'm Not Your Negro is the James Baldwin documentary.
Without a doubt, one of the most powerful films of the year.
It is the most powerful film of the year, in my opinion. It's about his life. He was going to write a book, but passed away before the film got made. And it was about Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King, who were friends of his. But they all died, unfortunately. And it's about race relations. But it is the most clear-headed movie on this subject that I've ever been to. In fact, it's one of the most clear-headed movies I've ever seen about any subject. I was completely blown away by I Am Not Your Negro. And you have to go see it. You have to go see it. Believe it or not, it helped me understand a lot of stuff that I didn't understand, including why we ended up with our current political situation. It doesn't address that directly, but it really, really makes you think. I Am Not Your Negro is a film not to be missed.
I agreed 100%, wholeheartedly.
Now, we have Casablanca coming up tomorrow to celebrate the State Theater's 75th anniversary. Now, the State Theater's closed, but Casablanca and the State Theater both came out in 1942. So we're going to tell everybody about the State Theater. We're going to take a few people
on tour. That's a movie that transcends generations for certain.
Absolutely. Of the construction zone that is the State Theater. We're going to have some cupcakes, and the film screening is at 7 o'clock. We have some invited guests coming before that.
Fun.
To take on tours and do some good stuff. We're going to have a trailer, a newsreel from 1942.
You're going to dress up like Humphrey Bogart?
Never know what I'll dress up as. But come check that out. It's a lot of fun. We have a couple series running. Our Korean film series, Right Now, Wrong Then, is on Saturday. Our Japanese noir series is on Monday at 7 o'clock, Ichi the Killer. And set aside some time in late March and through May to come to our Cinema Revolution series, where we're going to celebrate art house fare throughout the period.
A lot to see and a lot to look forward to. Again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival getting underway on March 21st, running through the 26th. Again, thank you, Leslie Raymond, for your time here today and sharing your information.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Leslie Raymond, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. I'm David Fair, and for Russ Collins, we thank you for once again tuning in for Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
See you at Casablanca tomorrow at the Ann Arbor Film Festival in 2 weeks, and ta-ta.